Every magician got a story that's behind his tricks, and every GM got a story that's behind his picks. And when you listen, pay attention to the details. You can hear the ocean when you listen to the seashells. A newborn taught me wisdom that college couldn't, and college taught me how to talk more because I wouldn't. Words are sharp and they can reshape your disposition. Give out love and don't worry about your acquisitions. Too worried about the conference that you clinching, but your team is too much for you to carry in your own division. Palms is itching, about to run into some money next. Lord made me slow it down, cause I was surely missing steps. You're stepping to my goals. Man, New Ginobili, can't nobody hold me. I need change like a gentrified neighborhood, but money ain't the only thing that can keep me straight for good. Bread alone is only good for the physical. Better make sure your soul's attached to your backbone. Verses for your vertebrae, chapters for your shoulder blades, books for my mental state, and letters on my dinner plate. You consume by what you consume, and the fumes from social media can mess up your cool. Clickbait on the internet can ruin your food. But depression ain't hashtag mood. I wanna see the moon when I stare up at the constellations to connect the dots. Vision very clear, make moves, connect the plots, and return all the earnings to my family. Prayers for my health and for my sanity. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Say Alliance, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is the morning show. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. But remember, my name is Say Alliance. We are going to, me and my brother, Prince Carlton, we're going to be putting together a nice little lineup of interviews. We're going to just revamp the show the new year, the 2024. But right now, I'm just going to keep everything moving with a lot of just breaking down a lot of topics. Or whatever. So there's a topic that kind of, piqued my interest as of last week, and it was it's about Kim Kardashian being named GQ's Man of the Year, and I first of all I'm gonna put to you like this. I'm a what you call a magazine head. So what that mean, Paul? So what that mean is pretty much like I used to get magazines all the time. I used to get GQ every month. I used to get Complex every month. I used to get Slam, all type of sports magazines. I used to, every time I would get paid, I used to buy magazines. And I had to stop doing that. And one of the reasons why I stopped doing that is probably because one of the reasons that led GQ to be able to call Kim Kardashian Man of the Year. So what started happening when I used to get these magazines was that I stopped seeing myself being reflected in these man magazines. Now, GQ stands for Gentleman's Quarterly. So when I first used to get GQ magazines, it used to really be about like men things and what shaving cream to use, what deodorant to use, how to dress, how to tie a tie, and all of these manly things, how to camp out in the wilderness, all these manly things. And then they started just drifting away, drifting away, drifting away. And I would say, especially for black people that used to be in GQ magazine, black men were starting to be a lot more just feminine in this magazine. When they would show black men, it would be black men in a dress, and black men just became a lot more feminine. So there was, it just became a point where there was no reason for me to really read the magazine, or I didn't think I had outgrew it as far as age, because you know what I'm saying, guys up to 60, 70 years old could still read GQ. But I thought that the GQ's aim at where they were trying to go in this progressive way was alienating a lot of their core fans who just wanted, material for men. So I totally stopped buying GQ magazines and other magazines as well that kind of followed suit. GQ is like a cornerstone magazine for men. So when GQ started going in that direction, I felt like a lot of other magazines start going in that direction as well. So here we got GQ calling Kim Kardashian Man of the Year. And it's kind of puzzling to me because, you know, in the day and age we are in now, 2023, you can get in a lot of trouble for misgendering someone, right? So if somebody wants to, for instance, this is a true story. On the radio, me and my brother was having a conversation. This is when our show was on the radio. And while we were on the radio, we were talking about Caitlyn Jenner. And I said, Caitlyn Jenner. And I said, he or she or whatever Caitlyn wants to go by. And that's what I said. And we got in trouble. And I told the program director, I said, yeah, I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner wants to go by. So how am I supposed to know whether or not to call Caitlyn he or she or whatever? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing with the words and playing with the changes of the times. I'm trying to express that, you know, these changing of the times leaving everybody confused on what to even call people. People are, you know, there's different verbs and nouns and everything. This is around the time where everybody was putting he or she and her and these different things in the bio. I even been in a couple meetings where we had to go around and say whether or not we would like to be called he and his or she and her and things of that nature. This was early. And so we didn't really get in trouble, but we got talked to because we didn't outright just call Caitlyn Jenner a she, because that's what the world wants you to call Caitlyn Jenner. And so, and to not call Caitlyn Jenner a she would be quote unquote misgendering Caitlyn Jenner. And so there's been laws that's been passed about misgendering someone in public. And, you know, some of them have stiff penalties. So I think we all know as a society that Kim Kardashian is not a man. So wouldn't GQ be misgendering Kim Kardashian? Well, I guess Kim Kardashian is in on it because she's accepting the fact that she's being called a man in this magazine. So I'm going to go ahead and read you the article about the backlash that GQ has been facing since putting Kim Kardashian on their cover as the Man of the Year. Social media backlash. GQ faces criticism for naming Kim Kardashian Man of the Year. In an unprecedented move that has sparked widespread debate, GQ magazine has named reality TV star and entrepreneur Kim Kardashian as their Man of the Year for 2023. This decision has not been well received by many, with social media platforms brimming with disapproval and critique. While GQ has traditionally celebrated men who have made significant contributions throughout the year, this year's inclusion of a woman particularly is a figure as polarizing as Kim Kardashian has left many questioning the magazine's motives. The backlash on social media has been swift and severe. Critics argue that GQ, in an attempt to appear progressive and woke, has instead trivialized the award. This is not about gender equality or inclusivity. It's a publicity stunt, one Twitter user wrote, echoing the sentiments of many others. However, GQ has defended its decision. In an article explaining their choice, they highlighted Kim Kardashian's business acumen, citing her as their tycoon of the year and praising her various business ventures, including her successful beauty brand KKW Beauty. Yet this reasoning has done little to quell the outrage. Many believe that honoring Kardashian in this way undermines the accomplishments of men who have made significant contributions in their field. Despite the negative reactions, there are those who have come forward in support of GQ's decision, applauding the magazine for challenging traditional gender norms and recognizing Kardashian's business successes. Regardless of where one stands on this issue, it's clear that GQ's decision to name Kim Kardashian as Man of the Year has stirred a heated discussion about gender representation and too many of awards like these. It remains to be seen whether this controversy leads to change in future in future Man of the Year selections, or if it will merely be remembered as a contentious blip in the magazine's history. So that's where we're at right now. So Kim Kardashian, and to me, it's like, if GQ wants to honor Kim Kardashian, they could absolutely just name something else. You know, they even said she's a tycoon of the year. Okay, give her the award for tycoon of the year. But I think that more and more of the media plays into the role of a lot of confusion. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be kids that walk by and see this GQ magazine on a newsstand, and it's going to say Man of the Year, and it's going to say Kim Kardashian. And that's going to be confusing for kids. It's going to be confusing for children. It's going to be, but that's the way that the media is rolling now. That's the new wave or woke or progressiveness. And I think it's harmful. I think Kim Kardashian, just like if I'm supposed to know that Caitlyn Jenner wants to be called a she, then as a society, we should know that Kim Kardashian wants to go by she as well, because she's a wife, she got kids, you know what I'm saying? She has not exemplified any other, she's not shown herself to be a part of any type of LGBT community or movement, you know what I'm saying? But this is more about the magazine. This is how a lot of magazines and a lot of businesses, they lose a lot of their followers and their customers, is because they are going too far in the name of liberalism, and they're turning a lot of people off. And I think that's the stage that we are in America. It's not that people can't choose to do whatever they want to do with their bodies and, you know, be attracted, I mean, sleep with whoever they want to sleep with or whatever. It's not about that. And it's not about trying to take people's rights away. You know what I'm saying? People have a right to privacy. But at the same time, a lot of stuff is being forced on the public, and there's going to be a lot of pushback anytime it is. My name is Seth Linus. This is The Morning Show. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. Catch me. I'm going to do a couple more videos this week, so y'all catch me later on this week. All right, peace.